Hello, and welcome to Apprendre l'anglais, Advanced Lesson number 10. Bonjour et bienvenue à Apprendre l'anglais, leçon avancée numéro 10. Je m'appelle Thomas, je suis américain, et j'ai fait ce podcast pour vous aider à améliorer votre anglais. Aujourd'hui, on fait une leçon avancée qui est entièrement en anglais. Alors, c'est vraiment pour les personnes qui ont déjà étudié l'anglais un peu. Alors, vous autres, ne vous inquiétez pas. Today, what we're going to discuss is something that I believe is very practical for everyday life, for real life, and I think it's something very useful because, you know, a lot of you out there, you're studying English because you're in school, or you're taking English for business purposes, or you're just studying English for fun. You know, maybe you want to travel, maybe you like to read books in English, or use the web in English. I know there's a lot of websites that are in English. But a lot of people, at some point, are going to have to actually speak English in real life. You know, at some point it's not going to be a book exercise. At some point it's not going to be something you're doing at home, by yourself, or just listening to on the train. At some point it's going to become something real. And I myself experienced the same thing with French becoming real last September, when I went to France and actually moved to Tours. And it was a different experience for me. You know, I had been to France once before on vacation, about 4 years before, and that was, you know, a real eye-opener. It's an expression we have, meaning it really showed me what things were really like. And I'd been to Canada the year before that, up to Quebec, and that was the same thing, you know, actually having to speak French with people instead of English, and where they didn't understand me if I spoke English, you know. And I learned a lot of things from it, and a lot of you are going to experience that too. And while I was over there, from the beginning, I kept keeping track of things in my mind. What was useful? What was not useful? What were some of the things I wished that I knew? You know, there were a lot of things that I wished that I knew when I got over there that I found myself not knowing. You can always carry, like, I had a little pocket dictionary that I carried with me a lot of the time. I kept it in my backpack, you know, I mean, and I had it with me a good bit of the time, not all the time, and I used it two or three times, you know, every once in a while, but really, the dictionary didn't seem to be useful, because if you're having a conversation with someone, you can't say, attendez, s'il vous plaît, pull out your dictionary and look at the answer, and then say, oh, okay, it's you know, quoi que ce soit. You can't do that in real life. It's not practical. So there are certain things that are just very helpful to know, and I thought I would share some of those today. I've actually recently experienced the opposite coming back to America. I've been here about a month now, and, you know, I have a job now. I got a job, and I'm moving into my apartment in a couple weeks, about a week. I'll be moving into my apartment. You know, so I mean, things are going well. I'm getting settled here for the time being. I don't know what I'll be doing after this, but, you know, things are going well. But I've kind of experienced the reverse, because I got rid of a lot of stuff before I went to France. You know, some of it I sold, some of it I threw away. I didn't have a lot of things, so I've had to buy a lot of things all over again, things that I bought in France, and then had to leave there, because you can only bring so much when you're going to another country. Now, if you just come to America or England or wherever for a week or two for, say, vacation, you know, you may not experience all of these same things, but some of them are still going to be very useful. But if you come to America, say you're in school and you do like a study abroad program where you study in America for a semester or for a year like I did, or like I did in France, you know, or if you're doing like a business trip where you come over here for a month to help your company start up business, you know, in America or something, or in England. I guess it'd probably be more common in England, since England and France are a little closer, you know, but I mean, if you're going to be over here for a longer period of time, as in more than a couple weeks, like a month or longer, there are certain things you're going to have to do. And there are certain things you shouldn't just know. What you want to do before you come over here, take an inventory of what you do in your everyday life. You know, from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed, think of the things that you use every day. I'm not talking about, oh, well, this is how I say car, and this is how I say bus, and this is how I say van, and this is how I say train. Those are all very useful things to know. But I'm talking about the everyday, the little things. Those are the things you're going to wish you knew. Like, if a lot of you might remember in one of my earlier advanced lessons, I think advanced lesson 2 or 3, I asked the question, you know, where do I get dryer sheets? Because I couldn't find them. No matter where I looked, I couldn't find dryer sheets. And so I was like, I'll just ask on the podcast, you know, where do I get these dryer sheets from? Because it was just those little things like that. Something else that I had difficulty with was an alarm clock. You know, I still honestly don't know how to say alarm clock properly in French. But yeah, just how to get an alarm clock. I couldn't find them because I didn't know how to say it. I couldn't find it in the dictionary for some reason. I kept getting these weird words and that just didn't sound like they'd be right. And so I couldn't ask anybody at the store. And I ended up having to ask one of my friends, like one of my French friends that I'd met, you know, this thing that wakes me up in the morning that makes noise to wake me up, what is that called and where do I get it? Because I had to buy one, and I was using my cell phone for like a month as an alarm clock, and that's just not very practical. You know, a cell phone is, you know, the battery goes out while you're, there goes your alarm clock. You know, just those little things, those are what's really important to make sure you notice, like an alarm clock or dryer sheets. You know, just think about the things you do. You use clothes every day. Okay, well, you've got to wash your clothes at some point. Laundry is very similar in America and France. It's not like, I mean, the object is to clean clothes. You wash them. You dry them. You know, it's, I think dryers are more common in America, and in France, people hang things to dry more often. But you still see both in both places. I mean, it's the basic, it's basically the same thing. But nonetheless, you need to figure out, where do I go to do laundry? When I was on vacation in France back in 2003, I remember I was with my parents at that time, and we were in France for like, well, we were in London. We went to London for like a week, and then we went to France, and mainly to Paris, but we also went a couple other places for about eight or nine days. And because we'd been overseas for a couple weeks, we had to do laundry at one point. We had to go find a French laundromat, figure out how to use the washer and dryer, because we couldn't read the directions. We didn't know how to do anything. I mean, I tried to read the directions, but there were a lot of words I didn't know, like detergent, you know, just dryer sheet. I mean, anything like that. I didn't know how to say. Just go through everyday life, things like alarm clocks. You know, make sure you know the cleaning supplies you use every day. Toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, soap, you know, make sure you know how to say, you know, you have a towel, you get the gigantic towel, but what about a washcloth? You know, those little, the face cloth, is, it's also called a face cloth or a washcloth. The little small square that you buy that of cloth that you use to wash your face. You know, do you know words for things like that? Those are the things to make sure you know how to say, and also make sure you know where to buy things, because what you'll find is that a lot of the stores are just different. Like, in America, people tend to buy things. You can find smaller stores. Like, for example, one of the bigger... There, you can go to a pharmacy here in America. And some of the bigger ones are Walgreens or CVS or Rite Aid. I mean, you can go to a pharmacy and you can buy your soap and your shampoo there. You know, and then you can go to another store and you can buy your alarm clock and your towels and stuff there. And you can go to another store. But what's really common in America is to go to a bigger store, you know, like a department store like JCPenney or Dillard's or something like that, or go to a less expensive store like Target or Walmart or Meijer in certain parts of the country and get your stuff there. You can get everything there. I mean, if you want, you can buy everything at one store, and that's more common in America. But just knowing where to buy certain things, you know, knowing that, oh, you know, I didn't know when I went to France where to buy stamps. I could go to the post office, but it just seemed so, the line was always so long and it seemed ridiculous, and I eventually discovered that you can buy stamps at the tabac. Still don't know how to say that in English, the un tabac. I mean, we don't really have that kind of store. I guess the closest thing would be a convenience store or something, but just knowing where to go and buy those everyday things. You're like, oh, well, what am I going to need? You know, make a list of what am I going to need to buy while I'm in America. Am I going to need to buy laundry detergent? Am I going to need to buy stamps? Do I need sheets for my bed? You know, I didn't know how to say sheets, les draps pour le lit. I did not know how to say sheets for the bed. I had no idea. And So when I went to the store, I ended up buying something that wasn't a sheet. It looked like a sheet in the package, but it wasn't a sheet. I don't remember what it actually was. I think it was a cover for a comforter. And I just used it as a sheet because I'd paid like 30 euro for it, and I didn't want to buy another sheet, a real sheet. So I just used it as a sheet. But, you know, knowing what you're going to need to buy, figure out how you say that, and then where you buy it. You know, figure out where to go. Like, you know, in France, you have all kinds of different numbers to dial in case of emergency. Well, in America, you dial 911. That's what you dial for every emergency. You know, in France, there's, you know, you have one number for the les pompiers. You have another number for, you know, like an ambulance or something. But in America, it's 911. And you dial 911 from any phone ever. You can be a phone, a landline, it can be a cell phone, it doesn't matter. You dial 911, and you'll hear someone who says, like, oh, 911, what is your emergency? And you tell them, oh, there's a fire, oh, I need an ambulance, you know, oh, I need the police, whatever you need. It's the same number. So you have this one number for everything. But if you didn't know that number, and an emergency happened, what would you do? It's that kind of being prepared for things that you wouldn't expect to be prepared for. Just, you know, just like knowing who to contact in certain cases, knowing where to go to get the things you need, knowing what the things you need are even called, having like a backup plan, having things written down is just very useful, and some things I wish that I had done before I went over there. You know, I've, like I said, I've kind of experienced reverse syndrome when I come back here because, you know, in France, I would go grocery shopping 2 or 3 times a week. I would stop by the store, I would get some vegetables, I would get some bread, I would get some meat, and some other things, you know. And I would do this 2 to 3 times a week, and it wasn't a big deal. And it's different in America. In America, I go shopping once every week or two, because the bread we buy here is not the same, because the meat that we get here is not the same. You know, and it's just a different lifestyle here, and I had to get used to that. You know, so I'm kind of experiencing the reverse syndrome coming back to my own country, and it's been a little more than a month now, but there are still some weird things. For about 2 weeks after getting back here, anytime I bumped into somebody, I would say, oh, pardon, like I would say in France, because it was just it's a reflex, it was an instinct to just say, oh, pardon, instead of, oh, excuse me, or, oh, pardon me. Now, no one really looked at me funny. No one seemed to ever notice, because you just expect someone to say something, you don't pay attention to what they really say, but just those little things, you know, make a big difference. So just make sure you make a list, you go through, you look at what you need to know, what you need to get, what you need to have. And it's hard for me to give an exact list of what you would need to do, but just go through your everyday life, look at things like an alarm clock, you use sheets, you know, things like clothing, you know, soap, shampoo, just those daily cleaning products, things like pens and pencils and paper, just whatever you would need on a daily basis, whatever you would need to buy on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, whatever. Just make sure you know what it's called and where to get it. It's a lot more embarrassing to ask somebody for something if you don't know what it is you're asking for. Or if you can't explain what you're asking for. Like when I had to ask my friend how to find an alarm clock, that was embarrassing because I didn't even know the word for it. It's not like I had to ask him, oh, où est-ce que je peux acheter les draps? I had to say, you know, où est-ce que je peux acheter quelque chose pour me réveiller le matin? Une cloche qui fait les sons, ou qui fait un son très ennuyeux pour me réveiller, je ne sais pas, est-ce que tu me comprends? You know, I had to ask him things like that to make him understand what I was asking, because I didn't know the word. And just little things like that are important to learn before you go over there, and just make sure you do that. I'm going to start to throw in a little bit, like one grammar point in each of these advanced lessons, and today's is very short. And it's just a comparison. There are two words in the English language that are spelled the same, and there's several sets like this, but one we're going to talk about today is a, and I'm going to spell this, U-S-E-D. U-S-E-D. Now, there's two ways to pronounce that word, and that's why I didn't say it. U-S-E-D. U-S-E-D is the word, because it has two primary uses. There's a verb to use, and the past tense of it is used, and that verb means employer, utiliser, okay, to use. And so, to use a pen, I used a pen, I used a computer. In that case, you pronounce the S like a Z, use, and the D at the end is pronounced like a D, used. But there's another use of that word. The other use of that word is used, where the S is pronounced like an S, and the D is pronounced like a T. To be very technical, if you studied any linguistics, these are called non-voiced sounds, whereas the others are voiced sounds. Sonore and non-sonore, I think, in French. And the difference, I used to do something, is it's a form of the imperfect in English. So, par exemple, quand j'étais petit, je jouais tous les jours avec mes amis. When I was young, I used to play every day with my friends. So I used to is different than I used to. If you said I used to play every day, that sounds really weird to me. It makes sense, kind of, because I know what you mean, but it's definitely a mistake that a native speaker wouldn't make. You know, it's okay to make mistakes. It really is. It's better to speak and make a mistake. But this is just like a little thing that you can help with, these little pronunciations. It's like it's a small difference that's still important. It's like the difference in French between eh and a. Like you say je viendrai. You know, they're very similar, but they're not the same, and they mean different things. And it's the same with used and used. They are very similar. They're spelled, well, in this case, they're spelled the same in French. Of course, those are spelled a little differently. But, you know, they're very similar, but they're different. And it's an important difference. So that's today's advanced grammar point. It's really more of a pronunciation point, I suppose. But I decided we'll cover a few of those in these advanced lessons because I think it's important for me to do things besides just talk. You know, the purpose of these advanced lessons is for you to practice listening to natural English. I've only paused so far at 17 minutes and 30 seconds into this podcast, including the introduction. I have paused, I think, twice, and stopped, taken a couple breaths, and restarted recording. This is extremely natural English. I'm not going to edit it almost at all. I might balance the sound level a little bit, but this is natural English, and that's the main purpose of these advanced lessons. But, you know, I think it's also important for me to convey a few grammar points, pronunciation points. I tried to do that in some of the earlier lessons, and it was very well received. So I think I'm going to go back to doing that a little bit. But anyway, you know, now that I've got the apartment, like I said, in about a week or so, and got a job now, hopefully everything should get back to regular. So, or get back to how it usually is. So get back to regular. That doesn't make any sense. Excuse me. But yeah, and if you guys have any questions, as always, you can send me an email, anglaispod@gmail.com. I do apologize, I've been very, very bad about answering emails, but I do read every email that I'm sent. I'm very bad at answering them. I'm going to try to get into answering them. You can always go on the website, go to the forum. I do read everything that's posted on the forum. Oh, and also, I've put a survey up on the website, on Sondage d'Audience, audience survey. So it's just to see who listens to the podcast. It's mostly for my own curiosity because I just kind of would like to see who listens to the podcast, what kind of people. I know how many people listen to the podcast. I can see the numbers, but I don't know who listens to the podcast, and I'm just kind of curious, you know. And with the newsletter, whenever you sign up, I ask a question. It's optional, but I ask the question, you know, why do you want to study English? And I find it really fascinating to read people's answers, because there's all kinds of answers, but I can see patterns in them too. But this way I can just find out a little more, you know, are you studying, are you a student, you know, are you younger, are you older, you know, do you listen to a lot of podcasts, or just really this one, you know, what, you know, how long have you been doing podcasts, all kinds of things like that. Just kind of stuff for curiosity's sake. It is available in French, I believe, and English and Spanish. I think it links to the French version, and there's an English version available and a Spanish version as well, if you do prefer to take it in English or in Spanish. But the French version is there. And also, this is kind of a trial. It's just a temporary thing. I'm going to get a French number eventually, like a phone number to do this. But right now, if you have a phone plan where you can call American phone numbers and you want to leave any sort of voice comment, I do have a phone number now, and that number is 1-419-830-4737. And the one at the beginning of that is the country code for America. So you need to dial like +1 and then 419-830-4737. And you can leave a voice comment. But make sure this is just a voicemail system, a messagerie vocale. If you want to leave a voicemail or a voice comment, feel free to leave one. You know, as long as you want, doesn't matter. Just make sure, you know, don't make sure you can call American numbers if you do that without paying a lot of money. I know that, like, when I was in France, my plan through Orange for my internet gave me unlimited calls to America, so for free, you know. So to make sure you've got something like that if you're going to call, because, you know, I don't want you to be paying a lot of money for that. But I've had a couple requests for voice comment ability, so voila, you know, there you go, it's now available. Anyway, this is running a little long, but I just wanted to, you know, get everything caught up back to normal, and I'm going to start probably putting out the newsletter again on Sundays. What is today? Yeah, today is Sunday. Newsletter will probably start back up again next Sunday. I'm going to try to get the lessons to go twice a week. I figure it's better to just start it, you know, like I want to do it, and just go for it, because I really love this podcast. Thank you for everyone who's still subscribed to the feed. You know, tell your friends, get everybody subscribed. Of course, it's always free. Everything is free. I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm going to start charging money at any point. You know, tell your friends you want to learn English for free, or just listen to someone. You know, it's available. Anyway, I'm going to get going because I need to, you know, actually get this uploaded. But thank you again for everybody who's still subscribed, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.